immediately, or you will be subject to arrest. Do it now.
A boss ain't nothing but a thief on a time loan. 128 been war, you play Nintendo on some shooter, so put the bridge down and feed us to the killer bees. We get what we deserve. Life, bury me with my MP3s. Write my manifesto in 72 DPI. Life's just a game, you got cheated, never learn. I write these songs every bridge that ain't been burned, for every cop car that ain't been turned.
Welcome to This Is America, September 5th, 2018. There's a lot of news to cover since our last update. In this episode, we caught up with somebody from Gainesville, Iowa, who reported on the ground from outside a prison work camp in Florida as an encampment in solidarity with the prison strike has just kicked off. All this and more, but first, let's get to the news. The week of action in support of the ancient Mattole Forest in Northern California was a success with various rallies, the last of which almost ended in a logging truck driver running over a protester. Luckily, no one was injured. Be sure to check out the Blockade Babes on Instagram for updates on this struggle. There's a bunch of prison strike updates, which you can see on itsgoingdown.org/prisonstrike. Go to the tab on the main menu of either the desktop or the mobile version of the site to check this. It's updated almost every day with news of actions happening on both sides of the prison walls, as well as a list of upcoming events. Speaking of the prison strike, Northwest Detention Center Resistance reports that ICE officials are threatening to force feed prison strike hunger strikers. Calls are needed now to tell the GEO-run private prison to back off. In Virginia, two new tree sits have gone up in the path of the Mountain Valley Pipeline. Be sure to check out Appalachians Against Pipelines on social media and check out their latest action report on It's Going Down. Water protectors in Louisiana are in need of backup as well as financial aid in the form of bail money, as well as phone calls. In the past few days, energy transfer partners along with the local police have made a series of brutal and violent arrests against Low LV Camp, even though protesters have been on private land and have the express consent of the owner to be there. Despite this, water protectors, including Indigenous Elder Sherry Foytland, have been arrested. Please take a moment, support the call-in campaign, see the link in our show notes or the post on It's Going Down to see who to call and who to put pressure on. We must defeat the BioBridge pipeline, the tail end of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Scott Greer has become the latest, quote, conservative to be fired for his ties to neo-Nazis and the alt-right. Greer recently resigned from Tucker Carlson's The Daily Caller after it came out that he used to write for Richard Spencer's publication Radix, which argued for an all-white ethnostate. Today, over 200 people rallied in Chicago at the Cook County Criminal Courthouse for the start of the Jason Van Dyke trial. Dyke is on trial for the murder of Laquinn McDonald. On September 4th, members of the Hamilton Tenants Union held another round of demonstrations against their landlord and in support of their rent strike. Currently, the strike is entering its fifth month and recently celebrated a victory against the eviction of one unit. As they wrote on Twitter, quote, "Couple dozen rent strikers had eviction hearings at the LTB today. Rather than negotiate, landlord InterRent wants to evict people from their homes, including many seniors and a family with a three-week-old baby. InterRent is so scared they called the cops while we were having our rally. Shame." Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, California, the six-month rent strike in the Westlake neighborhood scored another major victory, with the landlord stating that they would stop pursuing evictions. Despite this move, the rent strike continues as residents are fighting increases and poor conditions in their units. There is a call for monetary support from Apache, who was arrested in San Antonio while protesting ICE as part of an Occupy ICE encampment. To donate, check our show notes. The fundraiser writes, "Sergio, known to his friends as Mapache, is an active and well-known member of the San Antonio community. Mapache recently graduated high school and dreams of using the medium of film to advocate for social awareness. Mapache is also a DACA recipient. On August 3rd, Immigration and Customs Enforcement unjustly arrested Mapache and sent him first to Purcell Detention Center and then to Webb County Detention Facility in Texas. His friends and family did not know where he was. This was a nightmare come true for Mapache's loved ones. Mapache is still being held at the Webb County while his case progresses. This is an 18-year-old person who was attempting to renew his DACA and was unexpectedly snatched from his life." Abolish ICE in San Antonio recently held a block party and support rally for Mapache. About the event, they wrote on Instagram, quote, "Much love to all the comrades and artists that came through to celebrate with us. Attached below is a poem written by our comrade and friend Mapache. Mapache is currently incarcerated at Webb Detention Facility in Liardo, Texas, after ICE kidnapped him nearly a month ago. We got to speak with him and show him the love and support that he has behind him. If you want to see the poem, check out our show notes for a link. Anti-fascists in Atlanta have released a new research piece which exposes a Georgia sheriff for being a KKK supporter. In Mexico City, after Poros, are young people paid to attack and break up student and autonomous protests through Molotov cocktails at a demonstration on campus in Mexico City. Students responded by holding a series of other protests and assemblies. From an IGD correspondent in Mexico, they wrote, "The Poro attack is definitely backfiring. Massive assemblies yesterday. 40-something schools going out on strike. They're doxing the Poros, and there's video photos of them showing a clear coordination between campus security and themselves. The energy could very well carry on and potentially explode as the anniversary of the Ayotzinapa massacre quickly approaches." Call for All Out Tennessee has been released in order to counter the League of the South, the white nationalist, neo-Nazi, and neo-Confederate organization of which Matthew Heimbach was once a leading member, and which used to be part of the Confederation of Neo-Nazi and KKK groups, the Nationalist Front. League of the South is planning to protest Pride in Johnson City on the 15th of September and also rally nearby on the 29th in support of Confederate monuments. Also, Klan and Nazi groups are planning to return to Stone Mountain, Georgia for, quote, a white resistance rally on February 2nd. So be sure to watch Atlanta Anti-Fascists on Twitter and on their website for more information. In Columbus, Ohio, people held a pig roast barbecue in solidarity with the prison strike. On September 3rd, residents in so-called Edmonton held a demonstration against the white nationalist group, the Soldiers of Odin, who were attempting to do outreach and pass out free food to the homeless. In the face of the mobilization, the smaller group of far-right bullies quickly packed up and left. Ironically, only several weeks before, in British Columbia, the Soldiers of Odin had threatened to attack and disband a series of homeless encampments, but were kicked off the streets by large community mobilizations several times. Banner drops took place in Oakland, California, in solidarity with the prison strike, in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, with anti-fascism, and in Des Moines, Iowa, against ICE. On September 1st, community members rallied against the KKK in Madison, Indiana. Only about 10 Kluxers came out in the face of a much larger group of anti-fascists. Meanwhile, in Houston, Texas, over 50 people faced off against about a dozen Proud Boys and militia members who came out to demonstrate against an Islamic conference. Starting on September 1st, an encampment has begun in Gainesville, Florida, in solidarity with the prison strike outside of a prison work camp. Check out our interview with somebody at the encampment in this episode for more information. The encampment has now gone on for 5 days. On the fourth day, Gainesville Iwalk wrote on Twitter, quote, "We made a blockade to prevent crews from leaving this morning and were able to speak with some prisoners this morning who told us that everyone inside is thankful for our presence. We are here for you, solidarity forever. Today, people on the ground reported, however, that threats came from police and prison officials that prisoners would be used to tear down the encampment. One tweet stated, please call the mayor, you can see the phone number in our show notes, and tell her you support the occupation. They are threatening to have prisoners tear down the encampment." Wobblies in Missoula, Montana have issued a solidarity statement with a union of independent journalists who are under attack. You can check out the nice video in our show notes. And finally, in Washington State, more teachers are walking out on strike. While people wait to see if Tacoma, Washington teachers who have voted to strike on Thursday will also walk out, or if they will also be joined by teachers in LA as well. Today, four more school districts walked out, and the teachers union bureaucrats are attempting to keep the strike isolated and divided. Right now, the success and degree of autonomy of the strike is up to the teachers themselves, and we wish them the best of luck as we all learn the lessons from places like West Virginia, where teachers took the strike into their own hands. We encourage teachers to do the same as well, to continue the self-organization that's begun on places like Facebook and bring it into the real world, holding assemblies, making decisions horizontally without these bureaucrats telling us what to do, and taking the strike into our own hands, expanding it out across the social terrain, not just a strike against the bureaucrats and the Democratic Party running our lives at work, but also everything that stands in our way is working in poor people. That's going to do it for us this week. Enjoy the interview, and we will see you next time.
This one goes out to Eric, Luke, Dean, and Jack, and all the other volunteers who didn't make it back. May the world always remember the selfless things they did. Light a candle in their honor, launch campaigns and never quit. But no matter what the papers say, don't believe a word. To call these boys anything but heroes is absurd. They could have stayed at home and been sat here today, but they followed in the footsteps of the International Brigades. When the government fell silent, the politicians hid away, and our boys saw on Facebook how Syria decayed. Each one had his reasons for joining in the fight, for standing by the Kurds and going straight to the front line. So no matter what the papers say, don't believe a word. To call these boys anything but heroes is absurd. They could have stayed at home and been sat here today, but they followed in the footsteps of the International Brigades. And history will show how they tried to right the wrongs. For all that I can do is say thank you in a song. This one's for the martyrs, the ones who fell shaheed, for everyone who knew them and all their families. Be strong and be proud of what your loved ones achieved. They faced off with the devil and brought him down to his knees. So no matter what the papers say, don't believe a word. To call these boys anything but heroes is absurd. They could have stayed at home and been sat here today, but they followed in the footsteps of the International Brigades. They followed in the footsteps of the International Brigades.
What is going on in Gainesville? What happened over this Labor Day weekend?
Let's see. This weekend we set up an encampment across from our local work camp, the Gainesville work camp. It's one of our 145 prisons in our state. It provides labor to our city and our county as far as cleaning the streets, the parks, building structures, anything for the state. So over the weekend, we had a bunch of folks come out. We set up an encampment on Saturday, got live bands, tons of people, food. We are just making a ruckus here across from the prison. We've had tons of support, tons of community pull over to talk to us and get literature. Today, there's visits because it's a holiday, although they are on a partial lockdown due to our presence and the strike in general. So we have been able to talk to some visitors coming in and out. Tonight we are holding a candlelight vigil at 7 for all the lives lost to this prison system, with a focus on Lee.
Now, is this a facility that has had active participation within the prison strike?
Not that we're aware of. This is a low level security prison. These are prisoners that are allowed to work outside the gate. So this is people going home soon. These are people who have already done most of their time. These are people who are less likely to really get involved in this sort of organizing.
Right.
But we have a campaign going here in Alachua County to get our city to stop using slave contracts. So we're focusing a lot of our energy here on this work camp because they provide the labor for those contracts with the city.
Yeah, it sounds like they're doing a lot of stuff that, before would have been done by unionized workers.
Absolutely. And it's literally pulling people out of the community and forcing them to go back and clean it up for free.
It's just such a disgusting system. I mean, literally, it puts people in poverty, creates the conditions in which they'll be swept up in arrests, largely for nonviolent offenses, and then throws them in this situation and then forces them to work and doesn't even pay them. Are these prisoners getting paid at this work camp at all, or are they getting like a small...
No, No, prisoners in Florida do not get paid unless they work for Pride Industries, which is present at a few different prisons. And in that case, you can make upwards to about $20 to $25 a month working 40-hour weeks.
Jesus. So they're...
Now, that Pride Industries is a state-owned corporation that produces products for the state, such as license plates, uniforms, furniture. They do hazardous waste recycling. They handle breaking down and recycling all the electronics that the state has used through their universities, their government offices.
Right.
So Pride Industries, those prisoners actually are the only prisoners in the state of Florida that get paid. It is, pennies. But
right.
There is actually a paycheck exchanged.
So what would you say the goal is of the encampment exactly?
Honestly, just here in our town, I think the goal is A, to let the prisoners on the inside know that we're out here for them, B, to put some pressure on the administration, and C, to really just get our community involved. I mean, this prison is literally 5 minutes from downtown. And people are pulling over, and they don't even know it's a prison. It's right. It's right on the edge of the road. I mean, I could throw a football into the yard right now.
Right.
And so it's community engagement is something that we really lack as far as surrounding prison issues here in Gainesville. So making people aware of the contracts that the city holds with this slave camp is one of the main focuses of this occupation. And also to, you know, get some media attention. I mean, I think this is the first occupation during the strike.
Right.
Correct?
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, hopefully this tactic spreads. I mean, this is something that could be replicated across the country. What have the police come in and mess with you all yet or no?
You know, no. Day one, the police were out here. They pulled the whole officer-friendly approach. Let us know if you need anything. You know, we informed them, yeah, we do need you to fucking quit your jobs. They asked us to let them know if the prison pigs give us any trouble.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, down here, nobody has respect for the correctional officers down here, let alone the police even.
Really?
And they haven't been back. They have not been back since. So they did leave a car the first day parked across the street for the entire day, but they haven't been back since. They drive by here and there.
Right.
But we've had no issues. Even the, I don't know what his position was in the prison. He's a white shirt, so he's up there in the administration somewhere. He came over and let us know that he understands this is a peaceful protest, and as long as we don't cross the street, there won't be any problems.
Interesting.
We informed him that we have every right to cross the street because it's the right of way and it's public property. And so he says, he told us that we would let the police interpret that, and... You know, we replied with, we don't need any new interpretations of the law. It's just, you know, we're aware.
Such an organized bureaucracy. You know, you talk
right,
to...
Right, right.
What types of conversations are you all having with passersby? Like, what are they saying about it?
I mean, they're in full support. They're in full support, and they're seeing this on their local news, which is great to know that, I mean, I'm hearing... People are seeing this on our local news across the country. We just had a guy pull over who did 2 years in the system. He got on the megaphone and he told the guys inside that they need to join the strike. They need to lay down. He told them that according to his math, he believes that if all prisoners laid down for 6 months, that it would be, that it would accomplish, all of our goals would be accomplished. So he pulled over in his truck, made a donation, got on the megaphone, told the prisoners he supports them, and gave them some ideas of ways to help bring down the system. We're having a lot of family pull over, a lot of formerly incarcerated. We had a guy pull over who was in this very work camp. He just got out in January. He says he pulls over here every morning on his way to work and just screams shit at the cops.
Oh,
so he came back to join our noise demo, you know, so he could use the megaphone and really get his voice out there.
Wow.
We're having people come by at night just to chill and hang out and talk. We just had Paulette from Leonard Peltier's group just drove up to come bring supplies and show some support. And so the conversations have been amazing. I mean, a lot of community support. you know, only a couple of rebel flags going by with some middle fingers. Other than that, everyone seems to be on our side.
Are you getting the sense that that a lot of just everyday poor working class people are already aware of the strike, or is it something that they haven't heard of?
Only one person that's pulled over hasn't heard of the strike, and she came out of the visit. She just came out of the visit.
How do you feel that they're hearing about it? Are they hearing about it from friends or from media or word of mouth?
They're hearing about it from local news and from incarcerated people.
Wow.
But that's the first thing I ask them.
Awesome. Well, that's really great. Anything else you want to say? We're now entering the third week of the prison strike. Any thoughts that you want to say in parting or anything else you want to touch on?
I'd say it's not too late to get on board. If you're inside or outside, it's not too late to get on board and join the strike.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And it's inspiring, as you said, to see the first encampment kind of spring up. And this is a tactic that we saw, you know, during Occupy ICE, when some of those encampments are still going strong as well. But, you know, this is something that people can do rather easily.
Yeah, and it's a really great way to engage with our community. I mean, we haven't had this much community engagement in any of our actions, you know, just for just the duration of time that we're out here, you know.
Right. Awesome.
So it's been wonderful, and I'm not sure where it's going to go from here. You know, our plan is to stay through the 9th, but, you know, who knows? Who knows what will happen?
Awesome. Well, thanks a lot for speaking with us, and best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been the It's Going Down podcast. Check itsgoingdown.org for daily updates, columns, action reports, and news. Go to itsgoingdown.org/shop to support us and follow us on all social media platforms. IGD, your daily resource for insurgent proletarian life.